John Coulson, reporter for the Sopra Sun. Something's happening at Miser's Mercantile. What did you find out?
Well, let's see. I found out that the Hunter family is out in terms of management and ownership of the business.
And we're talking Sam Hunter.
Sam Hunter mm-hmm. and her daughter, Mitzi. Sam has been running that business for 32 years. Mitzi's been working there for 20 years, Sam said. Dale Eubank, who owns the building, has terminated the month-to-month lease that they were operating under and basically kicked them out because they haven't paid rent since April.
According to the notice of eviction that is on Miser's front door, in April, they owed almost $300.
Right.
And in June, July, and August, they owed almost $4,000 each month.
Each month.
There was a late fee tacked on of $300. So that comes to a total of $12,383 that was owed by, I guess, Sam Hunter?
Well, by the business, yeah. And she was the owner of the business, so yes, by her. She took it over 32 years ago. She was the third owner of the business, and she's been happily running it since then. She did say she occasionally had trouble meeting the summertime rents because that's her low time of business, mm-hmm. but she typically was able to make that up in the fall when business picked up.
So you talked to her?
Yes, I did. She's living in Paonia and has been commuting back and forth between Paonia and Carbondale to run the business. She has concerns about how this whole deal is falling out. She told me that she couldn't say anything about the circumstances underlying this situation.
There have been two signs, at least on Thursday, on the door. One was a red one that said Miser's was closed due to an emergency, and then another one went up shortly before noon on Thursday that said opening August 11th under new management. I spoke with a woman by the name of Diane, who apparently is some kind of spokesperson for Dale Eubank. I called over to Carbondale Mini Storage, which according to the internet is also owned by Dale Eubank, and I was calling asking for him and ended up talking to her. She took notes on what I wanted to know from Mr. Eubank and then called me back. Apparently she's talked with him, but he is unavailable due to illness. She wasn't specific about that and said that it is opening August 11th and the new management is Miser's Mercantile LLC, which is owned by Dale Eubank. So it sounds like Miser's is no longer owned by Sam Hunter.
Well, it is not in so far as we're talking about the Miser's Mercantile that she has been running for the last 32 years. It's done. Those are the exact words of her daughter, Mitzi, who said the Miser's that has been owned by Sam Hunter is no more or is done.
Okay. What's going to happen to the items that are still inside the store?
That is an unknown. The consignment items that people have brought in to sell at the store, in theory, people are still either owed the money that was gotten for those items, or they should be able to pick them up. But nobody knows what the fate of those items is.
Okay. So what we do know is that Miser's Mercantile, as we knew it under Sam Hunter, is no more, and that it looks like it's going to open today under new management. We don't know who the new manager really is, except that Dale Eubank now owns Miser's Mercantile LLC.
Right.
I guess we'll find out later today if Miser's reopens and continue to follow the story. Thanks, John Coulson, reporter for the Soper Sun.
Well, thank you, Amy, for having me.
That does it for this week's news brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.